Chris. I think both sets of supporters can see that was a very harsh blow in the last second to your side. You must be proud of the lads, but I'm sure they're devastated in there.
Yeah, you know, you've conceded a goal in the last 30 seconds of the game. That to lose it is obviously always disappointing. I think the manner of it, obviously going down to 10 men for, 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Look, you know, the lads, the 10 men were fantastic. You know, look, to go 2-1 down and then come back and score a real, you know, real great second goal, full of quality. And then, you know, then you've just got to try and sit in and weather the storm that's coming. And then, you know, we felt we'd done that. And then obviously, cruel blow right at the end with virtually the last kick of the game. But I thought 11v11, start the second half, we got it back to 1-1 and we were on the front foot. And then look, you know, the sending offs. You know, the sending offs changed the game as they always do. You know, they got it back to 2-1, like I said, and then we pushed on and then done really well, got it back to 2-2-all, good quality. And then, but you know, it's disappointing because of the manner. You know, I think we've come here tonight and played against a really good team and gone toe to toe with them and at times been the better team. So, you know, we can take positives from that. I think, look, when it goes to 10v11, it's always very difficult. You know, at any level, especially when you're playing against a good side like that, you know. But I thought we acquitted ourselves really well. But you know, to lose that, you know, it's a sucker punch really. The last kick of the game.
Even with 10 versus 11, you know, you got the goal and you had a chance just afterward. Nick Rushton, he could have nicked it before they scored.
Yeah, look, you know, I think, you know, galvanised us playing with 10. Like you said, you know, the sending offs changed the game because we got a real grip on the game at 1-0. We were on top. You know, we were pushing forward, we created a few chances, you know, momentum was with us, and then obviously, you know, the sending off changes it. But look, you know, all credit to the players who fitted into the structure. We made a couple of changes and got some, you know, we just felt with Luke was giving us an outlet, and you know, we scored the second goal and great jump, great header. And then you're just thinking, right, you know, we've got to just see the game out then. And you know, we did it. And then obviously, you know, look, the way we dealt with the ball down our left and their right and for that last moment of the game has cost us.
What was your view of the sending off?
I think if you're on a yellow card, then you can't make that tackle.
And you know, second time you've lost your skipper this season, that's going to be a disappointing blow.
Well, yeah, I think you'll get two games now because the extra one sending off. So yeah, it's a big blow. You know, small squad, you're losing experienced players like that. You know, it's disappointing. But look, you know, players will come in and take the chance, and you know, as they've done today. So you know, we'll. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. You know, we've ran a real top side, one of the better sides in the league. We've ran them so close and we should have got a point from it. But so, you know, we can take positives from that. And you know, we at times, like I said, 11v11, I thought, you know, start 15 minutes of second half, we were on top, and so we can take positives from that. So although it's absolutely, you know, gut-wrenching that we've lost in the last minute, but disappointments and like this happen in football, and you've got to bounce back from them. And that's the, you know, we've done it this year already a couple of times, so we'll do it again next week. A good group, you know, they're disappointed, but you know, we know our goal for this season, where we want to be, and sometimes you get little bumps in the road, and we've got to bounce back from that next week, and I know we will.